good in old friend Jerry suits. I was talking about our friendships, not our respective ages, Jerry.
I appreciate that, Tom. Right back at you, sir. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Hey, you know, Jerry, it's good to talk to you. You know, and here's the thing, Sheriff. You and I have been talking about this problem and trying to find ways to address it now going on in years.
Yes, sir.
The problem, people going into the National Forest, going into places, of course, we learned about Fern Cliff, a woman falling 40, 50 feet and being injured at Fern Cliff. Let me ask
you this,
Sheriff, Polk County Sheriff Jerry Suits, how many people did you rescue, go in and find this weekend alone in your county, Polk?
Well, Tom, just in Polk County this weekend, I read my logs and talked to my deputies. We had about 9 people that we went after this weekend. We had people just got lost out there, and then we've had a couple that had serious injuries. One subject, I'm getting told, that got a broken leg from a fall out there. So, you know, it's I hate to say this, but it's beginning to be a routine, Tom.
Hey, and you know, you and I, when this started, you know, there had been a couple that ended in death.
Yes, sir.
You know, at Garden of the Gods.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's the thing. You kind of deal with this, Sheriff, the way I understand it, in 2 different categories. You've got the lost and you've got the injured, and 2 distinct things here. The being lost is something that can be overcome if you're properly prepared.
That's exactly right.
You know, you can download your maps off Google before you go in. You say, because Bell Smith Springs, I've never had a cell signal there in my life.
Exactly, yes.
And that's in the parking lot, let alone once you go down into the springs.
That's
so
exactly
you can download your maps before you go in. What are the suggestions you have, Jerry, in your experience that help people not fall prey to this enthusiasm that we see in the spring in the national park?
Well, just a couple of things that you know, I've thought about as I go out and you know, you're looking for people and you know, go along with first responders is, you know, a few things here. I've got you know, hike with a buddy. Always go out there when you're hiking and have somebody with you. You know, always have a compass. We you know, take a fully charged cell phone. We don't have cell service out there, but you know, if you walk 2 steps, you might have a little cell service, and you walk 2 more steps, and you don't have no cell service. But you know, we do some texting. I got some dispatch with my communication people. They do some texting, and we're able to contact those people, and they're able to contact us, and we just get a good idea of where you might be. You know, we're going to come after you. And a couple other things, I got, you know, always bring water and some snacks. You know, don't go out there without any water. You got to know your surroundings when you go out there. You know where you're at. You know, it's wooded out there. You know, if it starts getting in late afternoon, it's going to be dark. You know, I think, you know, I tell people, you know, wear appropriate clothing, you know, hiking and clothing. And you know, one thing, I mean, you talked about before, you know, keep those flip-flops at home or in your car. You know, you got to have appropriate walking shoes. You know, one other thing I'd ask is, you know, when people go out there, you know, go in the morning or early afternoon. You know, don't start at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but it gets pretty dark on you pretty quick out there. And when it gets dark and you get lost, you know, it's tough on first responders when we go out there looking for people, you know, because you know you can't even see your hand in front of you. So you know you gotta know your surroundings. You know, we don't want people coming to Polk County. We don't want that memory of people coming in there to be a bad memory. You know, we want people to come in there and have fun. I mean, you know, especially this time of year, people's getting out. I'm out there, and people's coming out, and you know, they start out with a smile on their face and can't wait to get out. You know, some of them got their animals with them and got their family with them, and then all of a sudden, you know, it turns tragic pretty quick. So, you know, that's just a couple things I had on my mind this morning, Tom.
Well, I'm glad you did. And here's the other thing that Jerry and I have discussed over the years. Many of the people that Jerry, his staff, go in to find lost and injured are out of the Marion-Carbondale area.
Exactly, sir. Exactly.
SIU students, I assume, some,
yes,
to some extent.
Yep.
But some just, you know, just ready to go take a look. Maybe, heck, you've gone morel mushroom hunting and you just were looking at the ground, and next thing you know. It's weird, Jerry. I was back with my old buddy Red behind Bell Smith Springs to the south, and I'm all back on a fire trail in a four-wheel drive. I'm back in the middle of nowhere.
Yes, sir.
And in the woods, I see 2 women and a man dressed for Sunday school. They had gone into Bell Smith Springs and had gone so far out that there was no way they were ever going to make it back to the parking lot. It's almost sunset on a Sunday. They had gone in after church and had been wandering with no food and water for literally hours until I saw them in the woods. They were a little hesitant to get in the truck with me.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand.
I know you
would. I had a lady the other day was from the Carbondale area. I say the other day, it's been a week or so probably, and she was an experienced walker, and you know, she or hiker, and she just come down to Bell Smith just to, you know, she said, I just want an hour walk, you know, and I think she said she started about 5 or 6 o'clock. We finally got out there to her at 10 o'clock and at night, dark, and when she. We had started hitting those sirens, and me and you've talked about that before, right. and we was able to, you know, the good Lord's weather, and able to get her out of there, and she was just totally upset. She couldn't believe it. She said, I'm an experienced hiker, and you know, she said, I got out there, and she said, I just got lost, and I had to, she asked me to escort her to the main road. She was just so, she was just hysterical,
right.
So. You know, I mean, it happens to all of us.
Right. See, we've been spoiled by cell phones. You can take it and you put in Google Maps and you can find your way to Walgreens. Sure. But we're talking about a different animal here. And and some people, what I've also found is people aren't so good at map reading as they once were either.
Well, you know, people take advantage of, and I do the same thing, that cell phone. You got that GPS on that cell phone. And like you said a while ago, you know, cell phones are pretty well... they're just hit and miss out there, and that's what's scary because, you know, we all rely on those cell phones, and you know, I've seen some of them, not me, I've got a flip phone, but some of them, they've got the flashlights on your cell phone,
yep.
And you got the GPS on that cell phone, and when you get out there and you get maybe a little bit of trouble, they go, I got this cell phone, and it's just not going to work for you.
Right, and then some of them will keep trying to ramp up the power to find a signal so it kills the battery sooner, too, so the first thing you do when you get lost, turn that thing off until you decide what you're going to do.
Exactly.
And you can install maps into your phone. You can use the compass in relationship to it. You don't have to have a cell phone signal. You just need to be able to be a map reader to be able to do this. Now, here's the other thing, and you and I have both seen this, that sometimes we've seen very young people be injured in our area. I mentioned the Garden of the Gods incident. That was a family friend of my family who had lost a young girl there. You know, as adults, we've got a responsibility when it comes to our young people, our pets, and our animals about the edges. I mean, because I think you had to – did you have to go into Jackson Hole this weekend?
We did, Jackson Falls, yes, sir.
You call it Falls, I call it Hole. It's interesting, but that's one of the – that's a good place to get lost, Sheriff.
Well, you know, I mean, it can be dry out here. And in fact, I'm standing outside my vehicle right now. You know, it can be dry out here in this pavement, and you go in there, and you know, you've got all that coverage, you know, of trees and those kind of things. They just don't dry out. And you know, we've had a wet 2 or 3 months here also, and you know, those areas just stay wet all the time. And of course, you know, it's fun to go out, you know, get on that edge and look down there, and you know, that's fun, but. You know, a lot of times the end result is tragedy, and you know, we just ask, you know, to be careful of those edges, and again, you know, I think that's just an issue of know your surroundings, and you know, just asking people to be careful.
You know, and Sheriff, you've got this other item. In California, had at the Forest Hill Bridge last week, somebody taking a selfie, and that's another item that we like to go to the edge, and we'd lose our attention spans. We start looking into our phone, and we think, oh, we'll get the perfect picture, and the next thing you know. You've tumbled over the edge.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It seems like it happens not a lot out there, but, you know, we'll get a call. And, you know, when you fall, you know, just like this young girl, I think, at Fern Cliff and Johnson County over the weekend, you know, you get a fall of 45 or 50 feet, you know, it usually is not good.
No. And having been there and watched somebody do that end over end, it's one of those moments you go, oh, boy.
Yeah,
how, you know, I mean, we're whipping out pocket knives and rope to try to figure out how to make a stretcher. You know, I mean, it happens that fast. So,
yes, sir.
All right, so your advice, Sheriff, somebody says, you know what, I'm going to go to Pope County this weekend. I'm going to go down to Bell Smith Springs. I'm going to go to Burden Falls. I'm going to go to, I mean, on the long list goes.
Yep.
I mean, if somebody gets lost, what's number one? They finally come to the conclusion, I don't know where I'm at. What do they do?
You know, I think I would tell people if you get lost and you know you're lost is stay right there. Stay right where you're at and, you know, try to get that cell phone working. You know, try to text somebody or whatever. We get a lot of calls from families saying, you know, I haven't seen just using your name, for example. I haven't seen Tom Miller. I haven't heard from Tom for, a few hours, and he was going to Burden Falls. So, if we can get that kind of information, my communication people can get that kind of communication and those kind of words. We can get dispatched out there. We'll start hitting sirens and start texting people. If we can get a number, or any type of information like that, we'll respond to you, and hopefully we'll have a good day. But we've had a lot of people that we know are supposed to be in Burden Falls, and they've called somebody and said, "I'm lost in Burden Falls," and we'll find them in 20 miles from Burden Falls, and that's scary, Tom. It's scary for first responders, it's scary for family, and it's also scary for that person's lost.
All right, now recently, it's been a while back now, I sent a group of small LED flashlights to Pope County Sheriff Jerry Suits and the rest of his staff to use in rescuing people. I know Mike Shalusky at CareTrack had offered you some help and tried to come up with a plan so people could take a small device into the woods and we could track them. As long as they take to bring the device back, we'd know where they're at in the event they're lost, and they'd say, "We're supposed to be back by 6. They're not back. We can find them with this device." Now, of course, my idea with a flashlight, this is something that's easy. You can buy it for like $3 or $4, some of these LED flashlights that have emergency flashers in them. When these guys pop the sirens, when the police, you can use these flashing LED lights to get a location on you. It's one of the items. It costs you like $3. You can keep it in your pocket.
Yes, sir.
I mean, did those work for you?
It's perfect, sir. You made that available to us last year, maybe the year before also. And I tell you, it's perfect. Any kind of, I call it hope. If I see a light flashing out there in the middle of nowhere, that's hope for me. Maybe we're getting close to people and I can start hitting those sirens or my emergency lights and we'll have a good day. And so I call those flashlights, they help where you can see, but it's also hope for first responders. You're seeing people out there and you're thinking, hey, here we go, we've got them.
It's really hard to find somebody.
Oh, it is.
If they don't want you to find them, even more so. But, boy, even if they do sometimes, especially depending on what they've worn. Hey, I wore the camouflage. Well, that's why we can't see you. Polk County Sheriff Jerry Suits. Jerry, thanks so much for your time, pal. I hope to get down there and spend some quality time with you and RC here soon, okay?
Looking forward to seeing you, Tom. Take care, sir.
All right, buddy.